This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta no longer has the highest COVID-19 case rate in Alaska. The region has led the state in case rates for 4 months since October of last year. But as of Tuesday, state data shows the region now has the second highest case rate in the state. It's superseded by the Mat-Su region, which now leads Alaska in its COVID case rate. According to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, the YK Delta's case rate is 24 cases per 100,000 people. That's less than a tenth of what the region's peak case rate was in November. State data shows that the Mat-Su region has slightly over 34 cases per 100,000 people. Continuing in COVID-19 news, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta once led the nation in COVID-19 case rates, but now, in a startling reversal, cases are dropping, and the region is now helping lead the nation in vaccinations. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports on how that reversal occurred.
Over three times as many people in the YK Delta have received both doses of a COVID vaccine compared to the rest of the nation. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is distributing the vaccine across the region, while many areas of the nation are struggling to develop systems to disseminate the vaccine. YKHC already had the experience to enable it to sidestep that whole complicated process. Here's YKHC Chief of Staff, Dr. Ellen Hodges.
We had the groundwork in place, right? So we have been distributing vaccine to rural clinics for decades.
Over those decades, YKHC created the infrastructure needed to deploy a vaccine quickly and widely, all before the pandemic began.
To both keep inventory straight, get it shipped out, get people vaccinated, and get that information quickly back into the record.
And they had the staff willing to do it.
Hundreds of phone calls, at this point, maybe even hundreds of flights out to do this. So just a very, very dedicated team of professionals.
YKHC received a large volume of vaccine early in the pandemic from the Indian Health Service and from the state. This enabled the agency to accelerate administering the vaccine across the region, and in mid-January, it became one of the first places in the nation to open the vaccine to the general population. Last week, every community in the YK Delta received vaccines when the Health Corporation got vaccines to Red Devil and Lime Village in the easternmost reaches of the region. Now, 45% of the region's eligible population has received one dose of the vaccine. 30% has received two doses. That's a higher vaccination percentage than for the state or the nation. But it's not high enough. Dr. Hodges wants 100% of the eligible population vaccinated, especially before any of the more contagious variants reach the region. To do that, Bethel has become possibly the only place in the U.S. where you can go to the store to pick up dinner and get a COVID vaccine. YKHC is offering the vaccines at both AC and Swanson's groceries.
And I wasn't even sure if it would work out, you know, like logistically or if people would even want that.
But it has worked. YKHC has offered flu vaccines in these stores. Now people are rolling up their sleeves for the COVID vaccine right next to where they would buy household goods. The goal is to remove barriers and reach people who don't want to go to the hospital or don't have the transportation to get there. YKHC is also making home vaccination visits.
Especially if it's a homebound elder or they're caring for a homebound elder who might be vaccinated and there's other people in the home who need to be vaccinated.
As vaccinations have increased, cases have dropped. The region's case rate is 24 cases per 100,000 people. At its peak, it used to be 12 and a half times higher than that. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
And finally, yesterday and today, Deb Haaland is sitting before the U.S. Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee answering tough questions on climate change and fossil fuels. KYUK's Olivia Eberts has more on the hearing and upbeat reactions to Haaland's nomination.
If confirmed, Haaland will be the first Indigenous person to be Interior Secretary, a cabinet position with massive oversight into Indian affairs throughout the U.S.
Guatsi hopa duhiname itzartuitza shuimi hanu. Chairman Manchin, Ranking Member Barrasso, members of the committee, thank you so much for having me here today. I wouldn't be here without generations of ancestors who have sacrificed so much.
Many Alaska Native leaders have thrown their support behind Holland's confirmation. The Interior Secretary appointee has been facing a tough line of questioning from Senator Lisa Murkowski, who is a senior member of the minority in the committee in charge of the initial hearing. Murkowski is herself a Republican leader, popular with some Alaska Natives, and was even adopted by a Tlingit clan in 2011. Murkowski is in favor of Arctic oil and gas development, and Holland has been opposed. Some Native corporations and organizations in Alaska have chosen not to opine either way on Holland's nomination. But one very prominent umbrella Native organization has spoken out in support of Holland. The Alaska Federation of Natives publicly supports Holland's nomination. Support for Holland is also widespread in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta region, where many prominent female leaders spoke out in her support. I talked to three of these women who all said that it's about time that Native Affairs have oversight by a fellow Native.
My initial reaction was, it's about time.
That was YK Delta Representative Tiffany Zulkowski. Zulkowski says as the only sitting Native woman in the Alaska House of Representatives, she feels a sense of solidarity with Holland. She says that because Holland understands what life is like for Native people, she actually has a chance at protecting Yupik ways of life. One of the policies in particular Zulkowski is hoping to work on with Holland is about missing and murdered women. And she expects that under Holland, the Department of the Interior will be engaging more with Alaska state and tribal governments.
I'm really hopeful that the new administration, especially under Deb Holland's leadership, will be able to continue to strengthen and develop those relationships that the federal government has with tribes.
Former YK Delta Representative Mary Paltola's initial reaction was also that it's about time.
I think what's even more surprising is that it's taken this long to have a Native American appointed to be the Secretary of the Department of Interior.
Paltola currently serves as the Executive Director for the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. Her role as the local manager of fish resources means that she works closely with the Department of Interior, which has some jurisdiction over subsistence fish and game management on federal lands and in federal waters. Working with a department leader who can more closely understand Indigenous lifeways and values is crucial, Paltola says.
Who the Secretary of Interior is very important because they have so much discretion over regulations and laws that directly impact us in terms of things like hunting and fishing.
Paltola is sure to see other effects of Holland's position if confirmed, since her husband, Gene Paltola Jr., would be working for Holland as the Alaska Director of the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Vivian Corthius, the CEO of the Association of Village Council Presidents, says there's a lot of hard work ahead for Alaska Natives, and it can finally begin at a federal level under Holland.
We are lacking housing, we are lacking safe and reliable transportation infrastructure, and the general need for economic opportunities in our rural parts of the state and on the YK Delta. I'm ready to work with her to implement all the solutions in rural Alaska.
Corthius says she's looking forward to working with Holland, but it remains to be seen if Holland will be confirmed. After she finishes her committee hearing today, she'll still have to answer to the entire Senate before her appointment can be voted on. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yuktun coming up.